How recycling missteps can cost your business money. From improper sorting to industry-specific contamination, recycling missteps can result in higher disposal fees, wasted resources, and even regulatory fines. Understanding what counts as truly recyclable and training staff to handle materials correctly can save your business money while keeping your waste streams cleaner and more efficient. The costly misconception. Many businesses and people for that matter assume that the recycling symbol on a piece of plastic means that the item can be tossed into the recycling bin. In reality, this common misconception and other easily fixable habits can lead to recycling contamination, which occurs when non-recyclable items or improperly sorted plastics are mixed with acceptable items. Common contamination can include plastics not accepted by commercial recycling facilities, items with food or chemical residues that make the recycling unusable, mixed materials that cannot be processed together, like plastic laminated with foil or paper. Simplifying resin codes. Understanding resin codes, the numbers 1 through 7 inside the recycling symbol, can help businesses sort plastics effectively. For example, number 1 PET plastics and number 2 HDPE are widely accepted by commercial recycling programs, while number 6 polystyrene and number 7 other plastics are often rejected. Displaying a simple chart that reflects the regulations in your area can make sorting quick and intuitive. Proper recognition of resin types not only reduces contamination but also helps maximize the value of recyclables and avoid unnecessary disposal costs. Industry-specific contamination. While common contaminations, like food residue on a takeout container or mixing non-recyclable plastics, happen frequently, it is important to note that there are a wide variety of contamination types depending on the industry your business is a part of. For example, in the construction industry, contamination might look like mixed building materials, paint residue, drywall dust, or insulation fibers. In manufacturing, it may mean packaging materials like cardboard or bubble wrap being in contact with adhesives or other hazardous residues. Why does it matter? When contamination occurs, entire loads of recyclables can be rejected and sent to landfills instead. For businesses, this leads to higher disposal costs, including paying landfill fees for materials that were intended to be recycled, paying contamination fees for materials that need to be cleaned and sorted, potential fines if recycling regulations are violated. Educating staff and properly sorting plastics by type, not just relying on recycling symbols, can dramatically reduce contamination, ensuring your recycling efforts actually save money rather than add hidden costs. Best practices. Reducing contamination starts with clear processes and staff education. Businesses should consider implementing strategic processes like designated bins for different materials and labels with specific instructions, including which plastics are accepted. Regular staff training would ensure everyone understands what can or cannot be recycled, reducing accidental contamination. Periodic audits of waste streams can also help identify problem areas and reinforce proper habits, so that recyclable materials are kept clean, sorted correctly, and ultimately, less likely to be rejected by recycling facilities. Unlocking potential savings. Properly sorted recyclables can sometimes even generate revenue for businesses, turning waste into a cost-saving asset rather than an expense. Metals, cardboard, and certain plastics have market value and can be sold to specialized recycling vendors. Even materials that aren't accepted curbside may have alternative recycling streams that reduce landfill use and associated fees. By viewing recycling as a strategic operational step rather than a routine chore, businesses can lower disposal costs, improve sustainability metrics, and even add incremental revenue through effective waste management. In conclusion, recycling isn't just good for the environment, it's smart business. Misunderstood symbols and contaminated waste streams can drive up costs. Consider working with an agnostic cost consulting firm who can ensure your recycling decisions are informed and cost-effective. Proper sorting, understanding your industry, staff education, and the right guidance can reduce contamination, lower disposal fees, and even uncover savings. Smart recycling saves both money and resources.